Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
But at the end of the day, I think if you wanted Shador Sanders, you would just draft Shador Sanders at one, right? Like, why play the mind games? Why play the risk? Clearly not their intent, not the route they want to go down. If it's three first-round picks, yeah, count me out. Absolutely count me out. And Charles Robinson has been on the station several times across multiple of our shows. I would consider him a trustworthy source, a good reporter. I'm not trading three first-round picks if that's the asking price. Absolutely not. Like, consider me completely out on moving for Cam Ward. At that point, guys, I'd rather start Carson Wentz than give up three first-round picks. I might rather start Kenny Pickett. Let's see, if I mention his name, can I get three people to call on the line to defend Kenny Pickett? You never know. They crawl out of the woodworks. I told you, like ants. But I truthfully think, no, three first-round picks is far too much. I would rather start Pickett. I would rather start Wentz. I would rather start trade back for Bailey Zappe. Tell the Chiefs you want him back. And I'd rather start Bailey Zappe than give up three firsts. Have you not learned your lesson? Right? And if that's the case that went down, obviously I'm speaking in the hypothetical sense here. But would you have not learned your lesson in trading for Deshaun Watson and giving up the farm for a lack of better terms in order to go get Deshaun Watson? And for an uncertain commodity, there has to be a sort of price ceiling on it. You can't just be going out and saying, well, you know what? I'll be able to give everything. I can relate it to basketball. When you go and you trade for Donovan Mitchell, you know what you're getting in Donovan Mitchell. It's a surefire thing. Give up what you have to get. There is a clear price range you're willing to get on that and probably willing to go a step above it to pair him if you feel like it's the right guy. When we're talking in the case of Deshaun Watson, because he hadn't played football by the time he would play in like 2 years, and you could have basically assumed that, or with a guy who has not stepped foot in the NFL like Cam Ward, there's a ceiling that comes with that. And three first-round picks is certainly above that ceiling. This is not Trevor Lawrence. And I'm not saying Trevor Lawrence is an elite quarterback, but I'm saying Trevor Lawrence coming into the NFL was considered the highest-rated prospect since like Andrew Luck. You go out and if that's the guy you want to go target and you're willing to get the farm for it, there would be a level of understanding there because he's supposed to be sort of the next coming. Like, he should be an elite quarterback. Now, he wasn't, but he should have been. I could have sat there and been like, well, at least you tried to take the swing. That would have made sense. You tried to trade for what should have been one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Everybody was wrong. Okay. If you traded three first-round picks for a guy who we didn't even know if he was better than Shador Sanders, and it's considered one of the worst quarterback drafts aside from 2022, probably in the last decade or so, and that's when you give up three first-round picks? Was it not three first-round picks he gave up for Deshaun? Was it three? That was for a guy that was playing at like an all-pro caliber of game, right? He was coming off a four-win season, but before that, he was playing in playoff games. Even in the four-win season, he was throwing for almost 5,000 yards and putting the team on his back. I don't expect Cam Ward, year one, to throw for 5,000 yards and have the team backpacked, pulling the straps tight and trudging them through the mud. There's just no reason to go out and do that. Again, I'm standing firm on what it would take to sort of go out and get the number one pick. If you want to give up 2/3 to go and get there, and Cam Ward's your guy, okay. If you sell me on, we really think the gap between him and Shedeur Sanders is that massive that it is the night and day difference. If you have to give up a second round pick, well, then maybe that's what you have to live with. I think that might hurt you next year. I think if you're Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, you might be putting your jobs on the line by doing so. But if that's what it takes, okay. I'm not giving up 3 firsts. I'm not even giving up 2 firsts. If they said we want your first next year, I'd say you're insane. You're getting my first this year. You're moving back one spot. I'm taking one guy off the board who clearly you aren't that in love with if you're willing to trade. It just makes no sense to me. It absolutely blows my mind on why anybody would think that's a great idea. I did want to get to something, though. There's a post on X floating around, right? Maybe from a specific Mexican restaurant that we had not mentioned, specifically not mentioned earlier in the show. The one and only, a potential Browns quarterback fit if they don't want to go Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, or maybe even if they do. There's a post out there flying around of Kirk supposedly in the Westlake Chipotle. And from everything we can tell, Jackson and I did some very intense.
I zoomed in on this picture very closely.
Yeah, I mean, we were completely, we were trying to find the imperfections that would have came with the just notion that you would have edited this picture in any way.
We thought I found one, but that was before I knew he responded to this.
Yeah, I can prove, too, that was that location. I was actually at that location yesterday. It's not far from my other job.
Yeah, and you have that, and you combo it up with the fact that Kirk literally responded to the post. I would say it's a pretty surefire thing. He happened to give, I think, his order, or part of his order, at least, in a comment to it. It's like, okay, so he was there. And again, we're talking the Westlake location of this place. Oh, guys, if you do a little math, if you know your geography around town, Westlake, not all that far from Cleveland and Berea. You're pretty darn close. You're definitely within a driving distance. You're definitely within, I mean, you might be within biking distance at this rate. You're too close.
The background of that picture, I can confirm to you, is in that location.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jody.
That specific location. I can confirm it to you. And I think the guy on the right actually made my food yesterday for me. I'm very confident.
There you go.
So I think that is 100% real.
Well, that's basically a guarantee. I believe that's if you need anything closer to it, the deep diving of reporting done on overtime.
If it's not real, go at Hody.
Yeah, I mean, Hody's the person to play now.
At Hody Andrew if you don't think it's real.
Yeah. If you think it's false or it's proven to be false, let him know on Hody.
At Hody Andrew on X if you don't think it's real.
Yeah, it never came out of my mouth. That's directly over to Hody. So, no, but it's almost a guarantee that Kirk Cousins was in Westlake within, the last day? I'm assuming was today. If you get a picture with Kirk Cousins and decide, I'm going to post this on my X account, I'm assuming you don't wait 3 days in order to do so. Right? And we were working the timing of it. You were in Miami if you're Haslam and you're Barry and you're Stefanski. You're all in Miami yesterday morning. All you got to do is hop on a plane and get back. You had a conversation with Cam Ward. Watched him work out. All you had to do was hop on the plane and get back. And no doubt you could be back in Cleveland. There's no scheduling conflict here. Even if you're going to Jackson Dart's Pro Day, which is tomorrow. Not a scheduling conflict there. If you want to fly from Miami to Cleveland, back down to Ole Miss, it wouldn't be my personal choice, but you're all free to do so. It throws me through a loop because as far as I know, I don't think Kirk has been given the freedom to seek a trade, right? I don't know that that's 100% confirmed or not, but I didn't think so. I would have to look, but I was pretty certain that he wasn't given that freedom, but maybe he was. Even so, What other reason? I need to hear another reason that Kirk Cousins is sitting in Westlake, Ohio. Okay, maybe he would have family. I mean, listen, he can't be that far from a couple of the retail stores that he probably shops at to get his button ups. Right,
Rocker Park is not far.
Yeah, you're not too far away. You're right there. You're in the general vicinity. So that might be all it takes. But I would imagine you have plenty of those in Atlanta too, right? You wouldn't have to come all the way up to Cleveland to do it. At the very least, it would smell fishy. But the thing that throws an entire wrench in the plan with Kirk Cousins is, of course, the fact that, well, he doesn't want to be traded until after the draft, and that's basically what Kirk is. That's the rumor flying around him. And he doesn't want to be put into a situation like last year where he got Michael Penix, right? You're going to be our starter, Kirk. You're going to be our starter. Oh, by the way, we're drafting a quarterback at 8. Or if the Browns case, by the way, Kirk, we're drafting a quarterback at 2. I would be much more comfortable if you Michael Penix Kirk Cousins for a second time. I don't want to really go in with Kirk Cousins being my only answer and things fly off the rails. Don't worry. Good old Ken Dog's got your back. And I ain't talking Ken Carmen. I'm talking about our good friend Kenny Pickett. No, that doesn't make me very confident. Even if you sign another veteran, like if you went Carson Wentz, it's not the guy I want backing up Kirk Cousins to be the sort of a savior in waiting. It would make sense that the conversation happens. The Browns are really one of the last destinations I could find Kirk Cousins reasonably going to. He's also maybe not the only one, and I don't know that it's right now what I'm looking at. I got to have an answer. Do I have to tweet directly to Kirk Cousins? We got to spam Kirk as a show and all of you. Do we have to get him on and figure out why you're in Westlake? Love to know the answer. And clearly he didn't care that much if he's throwing a comment down and taking a picture in general. He's all right with letting it be known. All right, 216-474-0092. Coming up in about 25 minutes, we're going to talk to Adam Lichtenstein covering your Miami Hurricanes. Not your Miami Hurricanes, but the Miami Hurricanes. Potentially your Cam Ward. We'll see what he has to think about his pro day and the likelihood that he would end up with the Cleveland Browns. We'll get to that again coming up at 8:40. We'll get to a little bit more on quarterbacks around the NFL coming up in about 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan. And Vegas is more right a whole lot more often than they're wrong, and they know what they're doing with that. And I would think having a guy at minus 400, you're pretty confident that Abdul Carter is going to be the pick at 2. And if you're looking for a scenario for the Browns where that makes sense at quarterback, well, again, Ian Rappaport was on the Insiders over on NFL Network and dropped, while talking about a specific quarterback that could be available later, a scenario that would work. It's interesting. And of course, this has always been sort of on the table, but with Rappaport bringing it sort of to light, and the fact of, I don't know, is that getting anybody going? The fact that Jackson Dart spent Ian's words, extensive time with the Cleveland Browns and the New York Giants. Like, that feels to me, you're at least doing your due diligence, and you're at least considering, oh, maybe not Shador, and maybe you want to go get Jackson Dart. I'm trying to put it together in my head, whether or not you actually put that into full consideration versus doing your due diligence. Doing your due diligence, I think, is what is going to prevail. That as you go in, I could say, if you have the number 2 pick, what is the point of going in actually looking at Jackson Dart? If you know, hey, we like Cam Ward, hey, we like Shador Sanders, we're going to take one of them. You could basically throw Jackson Dart to the curb and say, I'm not looking at quarterbacks, not an interest to me. But at the same time, given the value that you've put on Shador Sanders, given the fact that you might want to trade out of 2 and think you could get Shador later, the fact of maybe you just do think Jackson Dart is the better quarterback and that's who you want to draft, and you will do either trying to wait for him to fall until he gets to you at 33 or trading back up late in the first round and making sure you go and get him. All of those would make sense for you to still be spending time with Jackson Dart as the third best quarterback in the draft. And so it doesn't push me down necessarily a road of, oh, maybe they're actually giving this and pushing their way and leaning towards doing this. But it also makes me question at the same time, like, if you really were fully sold, Shador Sanders is the answer at 2. you'd probably stop meeting with Jackson Dart, right? You'd probably stop giving away more and more time. Like, at some point, it becomes counterproductive to have conversations with a quarterback you have no point in drafting when you could be, heck, even if you're having a conversation with a guy that you really like that has a six-round grade, you might be better off talking to that guy in some of that time and spreading it more evenly across potential second, third, fourth-round picks than you are just, oh, let's just go talk to Jackson Dart so nobody knows what's going on. At some point, throwing a smokescreen stops making sense when you know exactly what you're going to do. And if they were going to draft Shador, I don't know. I think you would give up on it in some point of going and talking to these other quarterbacks. I would love if he would have had a comment there on Quinn Ewers. Hey, how much have they talked to Quinn Ewers? How much have they talked to Jalen Milroe? Right? How much have they talked to Tyler Shug? Is it the same amount? Is this just Browns going full quarterback look and trying to see, all right, we're going to do our due diligence and look at everybody. We're going to take everybody that can be drafted in the first three rounds and spend a lot of time with them and figure out if somebody jumps off the page to us, or is this, hey, we're either going to draft Shador or we're targeting Jackson Dart. Let's make sure we spend a lot of time with those two. All right, let's go out to the phones. 216-474-0092. What do you think that it means? Let's go out to Joe in Aurora. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, how we doing?
Doing good. How about you, man?
Good. Well, so like you said, I think we need to be sold on Shador if we're really going to take him at two. And then, yeah, you could just stop meeting with all the quarterbacks and save yourself some time. And I also think it should be out of the question that we trade up to get Cam Ward or even trade down. We should just solidify what we're going to do at quarterback, whether that's drafting one later, taking Shador, or signing a vet. But I can't really see us passing on hypothetically the two best players in the draft in Abdul and Travis Hunter just to forcefully fill that quarterback need. But I don't know. I also see, like, if we're going to draft Abdul and make that scary duo with him and Miles, we can't just go every game not scoring any points on offense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, you eventually got to do something. I mean, offense has to come into precedence in some degree. And Joe, I do very much so appreciate the call. I have to think, though, that, like, if you're going to go get it, and that's something that you concern yourself with, again, if you want to make the pick at two, and it really does feel more and more that you're leaning Abdul Carter, and that's a very dangerous, scary scenario you could find yourself in, going up against a defense of Miles and Abdul, even though I have some health and non-injury concerns with Abdul Carter, which we'll probably get into later on in the show. I just don't know that you can live with going back in this draft, trading away your second pick, and giving up extra capital to go get him. Again, any quarterback you draft here, if you're spending first, second round type of talent on him, you better be sure. You better be sure that it can work. Like, I have my concerns looking at a guy like Jackson Dart, and I have him, what, fourth on my quarterback big board? He's one of the top options. He's the third quarterback left remaining, and the only guys above him, hint, hint, Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward. He's my third best quarterback. Like him a ton. But he also spent no time under center in college, which you imagine is going to be a key part of the offense moving forward this year, is that you're going to have to go and probably try to get him to become comfortable not being in the shotgun all the time, right? Running sort of a lot of one-read, delayed decision-making type of plays where you have to be on time and on target and be able to sell the play action. And it, sure, RPO was kind of a Lane Kiffin's thing, but it's a completely different offense. It's a completely different style of game that you're running going from Lane Kiffin to Kevin Stefanski. There's a lot of concerns there, a lot of, I think, developmental time in getting Jackson Dart to look like then a pro-level quarterback. I think you could get it done maybe within the season, the same way that I probably think it's going to take for Cam Ward and Shedeur. But Shedeur, to me, is more Kevin Stefanski offense ready than even Cam Ward is, and certainly more than Jackson Dart is. I think that's going to be the most difficult part, is getting you to learn the playbook, running the playbook at full speed, right? We had Lance Reisland on yesterday. He sort of goes into the detail of, if you're going to bring these guys in, that does become one of the most difficult parts they have to do, is you not only have to learn the playbook, you have to learn everybody's role within that play, and then you have to run through that play with no defense, with the defense, and then at full speed with the defense actually trying to stop you before you actually become comfortable. And it's more and more so that you go down the route that, is Jackson Dart going to be comfortable? And how quick is that going to become available to it? And in the meantime, who are you starting? Who are you going to? So many questions left unanswered right now for the Browns, that Jackson Dart becomes very interesting, and we're probably going to talk to somebody from Ole Miss here coming up next week, early next week, with his pro day coming up on Friday. We're probably going to figure out what's going on and maybe what the feelings are around Mississippi, and the feeling that, you know, where is the buzz most come from? Because, you know, they're looking and asking the same questions as well. Significant time definitely draws my interest, though. Significant time spent with either the Giants or the Browns. One of those teams is taking Shedeur, right? Can we put that on the table? One of those teams is taking Shedeur Sanders. Has to. Like,
I mean, you'd think so.
Even if it's not at, like, the very top, even if it's not 2-3, they could go Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter. One of those teams is trading back. Like, if Jackson Dart's available at 27, what's the likelihood you're trading back up at 27 to get Jackson Dart and not trading up at 27 to get Shedeur Sanders?
You don't think there's a chance, like, I know the Raiders got Geno Smith, but you don't think they could draft Shedeur to sit behind? Yeah.
With as bummy as their team was this year? I would hope not. I would hope that's not a consideration. I mean, I'm not saying it's off the table. It's not like a wild thought that they could go, oh, yeah, maybe Geno's not going to be the guy for the next 6 years. Maybe we should draft somebody. It seems like a lot of draft capital to be spending on the number two pick, or excuse me, the number six pick, just because he sort of fell into your lap. I don't know. Like, I could see the Jets doing it. You could argue the same thing there, too, with Justin Fields. It feels weird to me that they'd both be available. And you know what? If they both pass, hold on. Just hold on as a Browns fan. Because if they both pass on Shedeur Sanders, they're both going to be trying to move up for Jackson Dart. I can almost guarantee you that. I can almost guarantee both of them are going to be eyeing a quarterback that they can go back and get in the first round, or they can draft at 33 or 34, and both of them are going to be sitting there worried about, what if they trade up and go get the guy?
Then you have to worry about Pittsburgh moving up to get him. If both the Browns and the Giants pass, then you're going to be competing with, I think, Pittsburgh and the Giants to move up to try to get Shador, if that's what you want to do, because I don't think he won't fall to 21. There's no way where Pittsburgh is picking. So if they don't end up getting Aaron Rodgers, I could definitely see them trying to move up in the draft as well.
Oh, you bring up a good
and
point.
And they'll have their 21st pick to trade up, which is a better asset than either of you have.
You bring up a good point, too, because Pittsburgh's 100% in the mix, waiting on Aaron Rodgers. And Adam Schefter, I believe it was on NFL Live, I'll confirm that, but was on and talked about maybe the potential that we could just go down the route that Aaron Rodgers isn't even playing football. Yeah, that's a great question. What on earth are we waiting for? We might get back to that. We might wrap around to Aaron Rodgers and the situation that Pittsburgh gets left in and what it does to the Cleveland Browns coming up later on in the show. But coming right in about 5 minutes, Adam Lichtenstein, covering the Miami Hurricanes, going to join us for Draft Daily. Hey, it's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan. What teams are looking to do around the league and what the top players, what the feeling around them is, where they might be going. And for that, we're getting away from the NFL teams today. We're going straight to where it all comes from. Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's Adam Lichtenstein, covers the Miami Hurricanes for the Sun Sentinel down in Miami and figuring out what on earth is going on with Cam Ward. Let's go out to the phone. Adam, how's it going, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. I'm enjoying opening day, you know, in the baseball world, but I'm down to talk some college football.
Yeah, no, I was going to ask you, when we were talking before, you told me you're going to opening day for the Marlins. Experience, how are we? How's it going?
Oh, great. I actually left a little early because I had some dogs who were home alone for a little while, but Marlins came back and won, so successful opening day. It was a beautiful day. Very nice. Everything you could ask for.
Yeah, no doubt. Up here, Guardians went into extra innings because Emmanuel Clase blew the lead, but we're all good. We got the win, 7-4. We're happy here. I, of course, do want to talk to you a little bit about Cam Ward. Obviously, a couple days removed now from his pro day. Well, Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, and Jimmy Haslam, a GM, coach, owner, all not there for the Browns. So what can you tell us about how Cam Ward looked during his pro day?
He looked pretty good to me. I mean, nothing surprises me with him anymore after watching him all last season. He looked pretty good. You know, I'm not a scout or a GM, but I mean, he was making his throws. I mean, I think only maybe one or two that were slightly misplaced and, you know, looked really good to me. And, you know, I think that everyone who was there, you know, probably came away pretty impressed.
Adam, did you hear anything on the private workouts? Because I think that night went to dinner with the Tennessee Titans, and then he had a private workout the next morning at the Browns. And I think is a private workout done, if not just scheduled, with the Tennessee Titans. Have you heard anything, a buzz coming from any of those?
I haven't heard any particular, you know, buzz coming out of them. Like you said, you know, those have been previously reported. But yeah, I think the Tennessee Titans like him a lot. They had, you know, a huge crew down there on Monday. I think they even had like their media, like, you know, video team out there filming. So I think the Titans are pretty high on him.
What can you tell me about Cam Ward, just from an individual standpoint, confidence, if anybody maybe just listening, general NFL fan, would not know how Cam Ward carries himself?
Oh, he is probably the single most confident athlete I've ever covered. And that, you know, pro football, college football, MLB, you know, every level. He's probably the most confident athlete I've ever covered. One thing that, you know, comes to mind is there was one game last season, he threw a really, really bad interception, like threw across his body and just kind of, I think he just floated the ball to a defender and it got picked off. Terrible, terrible interception. And he got asked after the game, you know, like, why did you make that throw? And he just said, I can make that throw. I've done it before and I'll do it again. Which just me and some of the other writers were laughing about it because here he is, you know, making this terrible pass, you know, that NFL coaches probably had NFL coaches and GMs ripping their hair out, or would have them ripping their hair out if he did it in the NFL. And he's confident he can make that throw, and he's not wrong. He can make that throw. He did it throughout the course of the season. So just, you know, incredible confidence in himself. And you got to say it's deserved. I mean, this is a guy who went from, running a wing T offense in high school, had one FCS college offer. And, you know, next thing you know, a couple years later, he's a Heisman finalist and the potential 1-1 pick in the draft. So if I was him, I'd be pretty confident too.
I would say that that's probably good enough to get you going. I promise you here that I won't hold it against you. The city won't hold it against you, no matter what your answer is. But what's the feeling around Cam Ward in Miami that a better fit would be? Is it with Tennessee or is it with Cleveland?
I don't think it makes a significant difference. I mean, I'm sure it would, but I think he's happy to go wherever, whoever he gets picked. I don't know if there's one team that's a particularly better fit, just, you know, from my own knowledge of the NFL. But I think wherever he goes, he'll make it fit, is I think the thing with him. Is he'll adapt to whatever offense the team is running. He'll learn the coach. He'll learn the offensive coordinator, the quarterback's coach. He'll make it work. He's got that talent and he's got that mental ability.
A lot of the buzz around Cam Ward is obviously what he can do with his legs as well as his arm. But I would say the concern that a lot of at least people around Cleveland would have is it is more of a stationary offense. It is more so you have to be, you know, solidified in the pocket at times. What have you seen from Cam Ward, from his confidence to what he can do without moving around while being stationary in the pocket compared to when he rolls out and really shows his athletic ability?
I think he's perfectly able to do either or. You know, the Miami's offensive line last year was pretty solid. So there were a bunch of times where he had felt like half an hour to throw and he didn't move around. He just stood in the pocket, sometimes literally standing there, almost like he was like relaxing. And would just pick his spot and throw and make a perfect throw. If he does have to evade pressure, he can do that. He's got speed. They didn't really use him as a running quarterback much last year. He doesn't have like a ton of rushing yards, but he could, you know, a lot of his highlights are, I'm sure you've seen him, you know, escaping the pocket, getting out of pressure and, you know, finding a guy downfield. So I think he's capable of both. He could make plays in the pocket and he can make things happen when he's flushed out.
Would you consider, and Adam Lichtenstein with us of the Sun Sentinel covering the Miami Hurricanes here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, would you consider it, and I know you sort of just touched on it, but even if you had to dive deeper into what it was, is he a legs-first guy, you think, mentality-wise, or do you see him more as a be a pocket passer, and then when the time comes to have to escape, that's sort of the ability that he has, not necessarily the reliance?
Yeah, definitely the latter. He's not a legs-first guy. He's not Lamar Jackson. He doesn't have that, you know, burner speed. He's not like a running back, you know, doubling as a quarterback. But he can move. But he's definitely, a throw-first, definitely potential pocket passer kind of guy.
All right, if you had to take your best guess based on maybe how Cam feels himself and based around what the buzz is he going number one or is he falling past?
I think he's going number one. That's just the vibe I got. I mean, like I said, unless Tennessee is doing, like, the biggest fake-out of all time or they totally change their mind and Cam Ward says he hates, like, barbecue or something, I think he's going to Tennessee. They had their whole crew out there on Monday at Pro Day. I just think unless they're, you know, something radically changes, I think he's going first overall.
All right, Adam, I'll get you out of here with this. I'll throw it to you sort of as a sidebar to Cam Ward. Another guy that I think is interesting, obviously, for Miami is Xavier Restrepo. Where could you see him falling, maybe? But more so, what can you tell me about him as a wide receiver?
Well, he had a really rough pro day. That kind of went viral a little bit. He had a really bad 40 time. I think Cameron Wolf from the NFL Network said he ran like a 4.8, which is obviously not very good. And speed's not his thing. It's not his number one trait. But having covered Xavier Restrepo in high school, having covered him in college, the dude's a playmaker. I mean, one definitely is faster than 4.8. He said after, I think the next day, that he had pulled his hamstring a little bit or got a little tight on him during warm-ups, and he ran anyway. You know, if that's an excuse, if that's true, only he knows and stuff. But I believe him because he's not that slow. He's a very good route runner. He has very good hands. He's just a very good all-around slot receiver. He gets separation, and he's the kind of guy quarterbacks love. You know, the last quarterback at Miami, Tyler Van Dyke, him and Restrepo, like, famously were roommates, and they had a great connection, and he was the top target. And that was kind of a question coming into last season, where it's like, okay, you know, you and your very close friend are, you know, no longer working together. how's it going to work with a new quarterback? And obviously didn't miss a beat, had a second straight 1,000-yard season. So he's a shifty guy. He's a very good slot receiver. Like I like him a lot. And he's got great character. Talk about like the coaches love him. Like he's a coach's dream. You know, works hard, takes instruction, like a great leader. Like any coach would love him. I remember the offensive coordinator, Shannon Dawson, when I asked him about, Restrepo potentially going to the NFL towards the end of last season. He said, whichever team takes him, whether they take him, you know, in the second round or the seventh round, they're going to have a hard time getting him off the roster because he works so hard and he performs so well in practice and he practices so hard. So I think he'll be a boon to any team that takes him, even if, and you know, maybe now they get him as a steal later in the draft if teams, you know, put too much stock in that pro day.
Yeah, if we end up getting Xavier Restrepo to be landed here in Cleveland, I know the first person that I'm getting up on the hotline and calling. It's going to be you, Adam, because I love to hear it. It sounds like, I don't know, I think the projection I'm around a fourth-round pick, but it, just listening to you, I'm ready to draft him in the second or the third. I feel like I'd push him up.
Any team that takes him, he's going to be a fan favorite.
I love it. Adam, I appreciate you giving us the time, sitting down with us and talking it out. If we have any news come up on Cam Ward, I'm sure you'll hear from me as well. I appreciate it, man.
Sounds good.
All right, that was Adam Lichtenstein again of the Sun Sentinel joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You wouldn't know it if you were the Browns necessarily, but Cam Ward's pro day sounds like it went pretty well. Xavier Restrepo's pro day sounds like it went pretty bad. But that's all right. It's all right. Listen, if he pulled his hamstring, it's the same thing as Kirk Cousins, is it not? All of a sudden, things go poorly and there's an injury on the table. You pick whether or not you want to believe him. You get to have your own little choose your adventure, which one you believe. But it sounds like if Adam had to take his best stab at it, Cam Ward 1 feels like the answer. And I think that feels like the answer for everybody. It would just be, is it the Titans? Is it the Browns? You ask Adam, it might not make a difference. Basically, it shouldn't really. They're very similar offenses. It would just be nice to have a quarterback that's going to be great. I would love for that to be the answer. All right, we'll leave that there. Coming your way in about 6 minutes, as we always do at 9 o'clock. We'll get a grip, a loaded back half of the show as well. We still have a lot to cover. It's Jake Mulnick with the guys here on Overtime on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.